Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in this world, you are listening to 5 Minute Motivation.
Hey, like a little Cajun style.
Yeah, we got a little Cajun. I'm here with. That's French. Well, I guess French, Cajun are a little bit French. Yeah, Creole.
Correct, sir.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Correct, sir. Oi. All right. Australian.
Now I've gone Australian on you.
Oi.
Oh, man. But welcome all.
Yeah, that's Patrick Giarelli. He's the Australian from Louisiana. Mm. I'm Brian Donovan, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Brian.
Not that you tuned in, but thank you so much for pointing your phone over to this podcast or your in-vehicle browser or wherever you're listening.
Whoa.
We appreciate it. Yeah, all those things are possible now.
Would it not tuned in is just too old school?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's turning
a dial. Because you're referencing
a dial. Yeah, basically.
All right.
So, welcome to Coffee Talk.
Yeah,
we're going to do something a little bit different and talk about a quote here. Pat's going to take a quote. We're going to break it down and talk about it for 5 minutes or roughly therein. And, you will listen and you will like it.
Whoa. Take that.
That wasn't a command. That was just a general premonition.
Warning. Yeah, it was a
premonition.
Premonition.
Yeah,
premonition.
It was like, I think that they're going to like it, but I want to say it with force.
Passion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time. I think the stars above, I know that we're going to make. Take over, God, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it. Today's is pretty simple, or at least today, what I'm about to bring out here anyways, is pretty simple, and I kind of thought it came from a really randomly awesome, mysterious type of fella. But, you know, do your own research there, and we'll reconvene another time and date. So I'm going to tell you the person first. So get to the point, right? This comes from Leonardo da Vinci. Simple quote. I love those who can smile in trouble. The first thing this reminded me of when I saw this earlier today, crack of dawn today, was the last couple years, my mantra on emails and especially birthday wishes to lots of family and friends, but enjoy every moment. And I think we've talked about this at some point a little bit, but we'll see. But enjoy every moment. I mean, enjoy the good, enjoy the bad, smile while in trouble. You know, you got to just grin and bear it. And I guess I'd say is make the best out of every situation. What somebody else says that there's, you know, there's good in every circumstance or there's good in every situation. Sometimes you might not be on the surface, though. Might be. There's another one out there that hard work might come in walking like overalls and shitty boots or something. I don't know. Here, y'all feel free to put all that together.
That's why I don't listen to country music.
Yeah,
don't look it up. It's not even worth it.
That does sound like a country song, though. So that all started from me doing a search on adversity, just to be forthright, and then that's what I stumbled upon. And I don't particularly have any authentic adversity in my life at this moment. Knock on wood, not boasting, but I feel like I hear about, read about, talk about lots of adversity out there in the world. You know, so many different circumstances. Lord, help us watch the news and you'll just be riddled with adversity. But I feel like to smile in the face of trouble is a confident person's disposition, is a confident person knowing that this too shall pass. I will overcome this. This ain't that big a deal, you know, like mental fortitude that you do believe in. That was one of the things that Oprah was talking about, is believe. Like you can say all you want, you can read all you want, and you can talk all you want, but until you believe it, it's still going to be hard to smile in the face of trouble. So give yourself confidence builders. Now, those will come broad and far and many, many, many different ways and opportunities. But, you know, that probably presents itself with having goals and achieving them. And there's all sorts of goals, big ones, small ones, daily ones, weekly ones, monthly ones, yearly ones, 5 years, 10 years. But I think that if you can build up your intrinsic confidence, then that gives you the inner fortitude to realize that, man, I guess I'll just smile, because the options many times in life, many times, or at least many times for me, that I've been able to quote them and laugh is laugh or cry. You know, so when in trouble, are you going to laugh or are you going to cry? I'm going to tell you, there's a time for both, but I think that there's a lot more value to be taken away from chuckling in disaster than cowering in disaster. And I was all over the map with that, Brian, so feel free. help.
I was smiling throughout that whole thing.
Thank you. Damn it.
All right, so that one was pretty simple, like you said. You know, it's funny, it seems like a mismatch coming from who it came from. You think about people way back in the day, they probably didn't. You kind of imagine everybody in paintings and all that stuff, they're all pretty stoic. You never see anybody, you don't see any portraits of Da Vinci smiling or anybody from that era, for that matter.
I think that's what makes it even better.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Well, and think about it. Didn't he cut off his own ear because he was half crazy or something?
I think that was Picasso.
Oh, damn it. Well, all right.
Anyway, so I think the power of a smile or even just a positive attitude is just woefully underappreciated, and is so valuable in almost every situation, but especially in those moments of adversity. And here's the thing, you know, they say, like, if you can't pick out the fish at a poker table, like the person that is going to get taken advantage of and going to lose, that you're probably the fish. I think it goes the other way. If you don't have somebody in a group situation that is going bad, if you don't have somebody in that group that is the positive light and the smile and the maybe the off-color joke about the situation that you're in, if you don't have that person, things can get negative and stay negative real quick. Yeah. So what is your option? If you don't have that person, you might have to be that person. And it may be challenging. It may be super fucking challenging, depending on the situation. Mm-hmm. But I have found that a little bit of levity, a smile, I mean, that can be one of the most contagious things. And that can turn a situation around in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And change the morale of, you know, it's exponential. If you're in a group of three, could change the morale of three people. Mm-hmm. If you're in a group of 100, those three people can change the morale of that entire group. It is contagious. It spreads just like some of the negative things that we're dealing with.
Sure.
You know, I would venture to say that is one of the very limited and minimal rare benefits of, you know, how we consume social media these days, you know, GIFs and memes and different things about things that we're really struggling with. When you make a joke about them, I think it is helpful to kind of decompress and help a little bit. But especially those in-person, person-to-person interactions where something is going awry. Just last week, a friend of mine, shout out to Ryan, from Full Contact Racing, crazy maniac motherfucker. He sends me a picture, in the back of an ambulance, and he's all, you know, hooked up to the EKG machine. Yet he is giving the devil horns and
still has a beer,
like, laughing.
Hand.
Didn't have the beer, but he's laughing his ass off. He's in the back of an ambulance. You think about if you've ever been in an ambulance, or if you've ever been in a situation where you thought you might need an ambulance. Probably not that jovial. Probably not that happy. Probably not laughing about it. And turns out he was just, you know, undernourished and dehydrated, and was feeling, you know, under the weather, but in a serious way, enough to get in the back of an ambulance. But he was smiling and he was laughing. And I found myself, despite being somewhat similar and taking the same kind of attitude in those situations, I was a little envious of the fact that he was able to do that. And I thought about, wow, you know, in those moments where I'm dealing with things where, you know, it might be, you know, really stressful and challenging, I want for other people, I want to be remembered for being the guy that did, you know, kind of take it on the chin and take it with a, you know, a smile on your face and turn those moments around. And we've talked about that a few times. Sometimes you have to live the life that you want to be remembered for purposely. Woo. So that when you do pass or, sure, you know, I almost said if everybody dies, sorry, yeah, to break it to you.
Damn it.
That people have this memory of you that is accurately in sync with how you want to be remembered.
We got to take out the word sometimes.
What did I say?
You said sometimes you.
Oh no, you have to. Yeah. You have to do that all the time.
Be that all the time. Yes.
And you know, a lot of times that's going to mean having that good positive attitude and smiling in the face of adversity.
This,
so
this, yeah, might be me. Am I stealing this from a song? You might know, you're pretty good at that type of stuff, but, oh, I think I definitely am. But in the darkness, be the light. I think it was a country song from Pandemic 2020. But also, I mean, I'm stealing this from Oprah a little bit, but because I don't like talking about the negative orientation of the world we live in. But I don't want to be naive to it either. But look, there are dark times, okay? And we may be living through some, but damn, be the light. I mean, for your coworkers and your neighbors and your friends and your family. In other words, the people you share your life with. In other words, same thing Brian mentioned with the three people, okay? Same thing. Be the light. Be the one who says, everything's going to be all right. I hadn't sang for Brian in a while, so I wanted
that to. I want to say it was wonderful. But I thought you were going Bob Marley, and then you took it some other direction.
I tangented it off. I should have went with Bob, though. Dang it to hell. Three little birds by my doorstep,
I
singing sweet love.
Not the words.
It's okay. You just wing it. Just
singing sweet love. I just want to say that that is the equivalent. Hearing a song like that is the equivalent of smiling in adversity, honestly.
Yep.
You know, I heard that song recently, ironically, during a pretty tough time. And, man, that shit can change your mood like that.
It really does. And there's been times before where I've left out of here, and the very first song in the car is that song, and I'm like, well, thanks.
So crazy.
Appreciate it, Aura.
Yeah. It's weird when you don't need it, but when you need it,
it's even more valuable.
It's fucking powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bob.
No doubt.
Yeah.
We should quote Bob more. We have.
You know what? It's my turn next.
Oh, snap. Hey, y'all. Until next time. Bye.
Oh, that's the first teaser. Consider yourself teased.
Could be a thing. Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time. I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it. It'll take over, God, we gonna make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gonna fake this. Till we make it, till we make it. Gosh, I wish I could do super cool stuff like that.